Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
What up? Good evening and welcome to the 1,889th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. Oh man, 1,889 episodes. Can you imagine? Welcome to the Vlog Church. If this is your first time, I definitely would like to say welcome. I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, better known as Misunderstood Adrian. And I'd like to just welcome you to D-Block Church. We do this thing every other Thursday. This is the place for the whosoever will. What does that mean? I mean, it's literally as simple as it is. If you are breathing and you are out there and you can hear me and you can understand me and you can feel me, then that says that this is for you. This is a message that you will be able to not only take for yourself, but then you will be able to regurgitate it in your own way, in your own life, so that you can become the person that you desire to be and that the world probably needs right now. So if you are listening and this is your first time on Purpose Kingdom Network, I need to tell you, it's going down in the PA. It's going down in the PK. 1,889th episode. Wow. If you have not had an opportunity to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom and just have your heart's desire, check out the archives. Each and every night, there's a different ministry on. We have 2 full weeks of programming just for you. Just so that whatever it is that you are into, whatever it is that is needed in that moment, you will be able to find it on Purpose Kingdom Network. So if you'd like to join me tonight, we're going to have a discussion. I want to dedicate my show to the young lady because in her regular conversation, just in her regular conversation, there were words that stood out to me, and then I said, wow, this is something that the block definitely needs to hear, definitely needs to bring it back. Because understand that the one thing that we all do is breathe. And we breathe in different ways. We breathe in different areas. We breathe in different social aspects of it. But each and every one of us is doing the same thing. It is the act of breathing that is really where I would like us to resonate tonight. So think of your differences. Think of everything that makes you who you are uniquely. Because remember, each and every one of us is uniquely made. Each and every one of us has our own individual thing, if I could say it like that. That's what God has intended for us to do, to have our thing. And tonight, it was real simple. I mean, she was having a conversation and she just asked the question, like, how do you win the game if your star player is on the bench? And I thought about it and I said, dang, I can remember a time when I was playing the game thinking that I was winning, but the person that I probably should have had in the game, I really had them sitting on the bench. Well, I wasn't paying them that much mind for it. You know, they weren't in the game at the way that they weren't in the game the way that I needed them in the game, because, you know, you play the game to win, playing the game to win, and you got your star player on the bench. I mean, the question is, are you really trying to win? Or are you just playing games? So the number to call in tonight is 319-527-091. And the way that works is you press 1 if you'd like to join in, and then you would hear the beep, and then it would be your turn to speak, and then I'll bring you in. And like I said, if the young lady is there and she is willing and able, she is more than welcome to come on in, have a seat, press 1, and step on in and meet the world and let the world meet you. Because the whole simple fact of if you're really trying to win the game, how can you win if your MVP is sitting on the bench? It's something that we all go through, we have gone through. We might have been the MVP player on the bench. Like I said for myself, we might be playing the game thinking that we're winning, but we look back over and our star player is sitting on the bench. Where do you go with it? Where is like the first step? How do you really look at what it is that you're looking at and say, okay, I need to do something and I need to do it now, because in order for me to make my move or in order for me to make this thing manifest the way that I needed to, I need to start putting people in essential places so that this game can be won. But what if it's really not happening? Really, let's break down why it would be happening. Could it be that you don't see the star player? You don't appreciate the star player. You don't see what the star player's benefits are. You don't see the ability of the star player. There's a lot of things that go into why you have this player on the bench. Or you just basically this star player for granted. I don't know if there are people out there anymore, but I sure know that I have met a lot of people that are in situations, but even in hearing them go through the situation, you can tell that there's only one side of the situation that they see. They are not understanding how, you know, where this other person is fitting in their equation. And that becomes a problem right there, because if I can't see that value, if I don't see where you're standing and where you're coming from, or what benefit is it for you to be in the game or on my team, I'm going to leave you on the bench. And a lot of times what ends up happening is you actually could be playing the game and you could be thinking that you're winning, but you realize that each time it comes down to like that buzzer beater, you know how you have to have the buzzer beater to win. You always are the person that you throw a brick. You know what I mean? You back out. Like, so you end up losing by one. Tonight, what I would like to do is really just look at it. Sit down and really think about all of the different times that we've been in different situations. And we call ourselves to be making a team or winning. Well, putting our game plan together so that we can strategically set out to do what needs to be done so that we can conquer this thing. The first thing you asked was, what are we actually conquering? I mean, I want to take it all the way to just conquering life, conquering any situation. How can you overcome the worst moments and the worst times in your life? How does that happen? Usually you have a team. Usually you have a support system. In your support system, there's people that you can call if you're going through, you know, the worst of times and you just need a friend. You need someone to be able to at least process with, like dump it off, get it off of your chest, and, you know, maybe hear it come back to you. You know, there's all different types of ways where we can actually conquer whatever the situation is. Whether it is an actual game, whether it is life in general, you know, there are ways that we strategically set it up so that if it's not, it doesn't always have to be family, because if you don't come from a big family, then what ends up happening is the people that you come in contact, they become your family, you know, and then that is the team that you're riding. as you're looking at the people, you put people in the places where they are good. You don't just put people where you think that they should be. That's one thing that I had to learn. And if you're out there and if you're a person that believes that you know people and you put people where you believe that they should be and they are falling short, it could be because they're in the wrong position. It could be because they are not in their wheelhouse. They are not in the thing that makes them who they are. So therefore, they can't produce the way that they need to produce because they're sitting in the wrong position. If it's basketball, yeah, I don't really know too much about basketball to make sure that if I give the reference and it's right to the point where you understand what I'm talking about. But I mean, in basketball, I do know that you got to dribble, you know, and if you can't dribble, we damn sure don't need to keep giving you the ball. That's just simple, you know. So therefore, it's like, okay, he might not be able to dribble, but he can shoot. So we need to be able to set this man up so that we can dribble the ball all the way to him, pass him the ball so he can shoot it. I mean, that's called putting me in the position that I need to be so that we can actually benefit from this person being in position on our team. You got me? If you think you can help me out by putting this into a sports place for me, then 319-527-6091 is the number. I'm going to invite you out because, especially if you're a basketball person, because I know people can really do basketball analogies really well. It's funny because what I came up with is something that was a little bit scary to me when I looked at it, because I said, oh my God, if I use this, this might confuse everyone that's listening. However, what I realized in all of it was that this is what we need. This is how you need to know the positions of the people. And the only time you should have your star player sitting on the bench is like if you're in the bottom of the ninth, one out, you're down by two, and you have runners on first and third. Like, the only time it's a good idea to have your MVP player sitting on the bench is if he is a pitch hitter, and you can be able to call timeout immediately and yell switch, and he come out, steps in the box, and he hits the first pitch that comes across the plate, and he knocks it out of the park, and you win by one. That's what we're looking for. But if you don't have a pitch hitter sitting on a bench that knows that that is my job, that's their job. They're not even supposed to really be all the way in the game. But when you need them, they will show up. You take advantage of that person. You thank God that you have that player sitting on your bench. But meanwhile, if you're not playing baseball and you're in any other sport, I'm telling you, if your best player is sitting on the bench, you're having a problem. You have not evaluated this game in the proper manner. It's almost like when one of the big stars, you know, we come out of Philadelphia, so I would be the 76ers. What is that? Joel Embiid. Like, if he's sitting on the bench because he's close to fouling out, you know, the game becomes different. It's a different type of a game. They have to play. They have to play in another strategy so that they can make up for the fact that their best man is sitting on the bench. But how many of us literally are trying to play a game and we call ourselves winning, but we're disregarding that our best player is on the bench? Now, I know someone out there is like, I understand, but I don't understand. But why are you talking about this on these podcasts? Like I said, right now, when I was having the conversation, it's great because she was actually in the preparation of, she was getting prepared to start a fast, to celebrate her Ramadan. And yes, I said it, in her Ramadan experience, she was getting prepared to quiet her mind and settle herself so that she can go into her spiritual fast. And each and every one of us should have the opportunity to be able to quiet ourselves so that we can find the way to hone in on our inner, to find out, you know, why we're created, what makes us who we are. And in that process, you really look up and you want to start to really evaluate your team. You kind of want to say, okay, this is a game that I do want to win. So in the process of me preparing myself for my future, then I need to put people strategically where they need to be. So really, you might need to do a trade. You know, there might be people that need to be cut off of the team. There might be people that need to retire. Sometimes you're just too old to play the part or play the position that I need you to play, and it's time for you now to retire, become somebody else. Let me give you an award, you know, but it's time for you not to show up and suit up, because we need to put the best on the field, or we need to put the best in the game so that we can actually benefit that we the most in what God is actually wanting us to do. So how does it work? Where is it that you can look at your team in a different way? So like I was saying, so as she's preparing to go into the fast, that's how you know that she's actually thinking about it in a manner of, does she feel like she's on the bench and being disregarded by this person that thinks that they're trying to win the game? Because actually, if the MVP is sitting on the bench, you know you are the MVP on the bench. It's time for you to call your manager, because it's time for you to leave. You no longer want to be on this team because they don't see your value. They don't see your worth. They don't see that they should have you in the game. Actually, you should be a part, you know, you should be the point guard and be calling the shots. Like, they should have you in a position to that you are like the closest thing to, you're the closest thing to the coach, because they're leaning on you, because you being the MVP knows exactly what to do strategically to make this, to put us in the best position so that we can actually win this thing. And if that is not the case, then like I said, especially if you have all of the MVP qualities, you can go anywhere you need to go, because what another person won't in their team and keep on the bench, somebody else will put you in the start, and they'll put you in the first slot, and things will change. Tides definitely will change. So how is it that it all resonates? Like, where would we be able to go and look at exactly how it looks to be trying to win a game but having the MVP sitting on the bench? And I thought about it for a while, and I said, well, you know, it's great, because metamorphically, we can actually talk about this in all different types of ways. How is it that we can think, you know, expect greatness to really show up or be, let's just say it's a test. Like, you think you're about to go in and you are about to ace a test, but you know you did not study. You know you did not pick up a book. So ask yourself, really, because of the fact that you didn't prepare yourself for it, you're like, where is your MVP? Your MVP is inside the book, and you never decided to pick it up. So therefore, when you show up to the game, you don't have all that you need to do so that you can actually win. I thought about it, and it's back on the boat. So this is after they decided to follow Jesus, but then, you know, he said what he said, and a lot of people decided to turn back. A lot of people decided to resort back to what they knew before meeting Christ. So he's now on the boat. Remember, he was on the boat, and this is what he used to do. So what do? We run back to what we believe that we know. And, you know, the thing that made us who we are, that's what we have to do, because that's how we know how to play the game. The only way we know how to show up in the game is the same way that we've always came. So when things don't work out for us, the first thing we would like to do is resort back. So Peter is now on the boat, you know, and he is fishing. But when I tell you that he said, it says that he catches nothing to the point where he's almost like, well, dang, I've been out here for a minute and I haven't caught one fish. But then Christ is on the shore and he yells to him to throw his, to cast his net on the other side. So think, you're in the game and everything is doing what it is, but you are losing. You haven't caught a thing. And then all of a sudden you look at your bench and your bench player is telling you, throw your net on the other side. So when he actually finally throws his net on the other side, not only does he catch a fish, he catches so many fish that it actually busts the net. You know, I mean, come on, God. Now think about the player sitting on the bench, but yet just with the one little throw your net on the other side, it completely turns the game around for Peter. He shows him that one thing you should never do is leave your best player on the bench. Don't leave me on the shore, because as long as you got me, then you always catch a fish. You will always be able to eat. You will always be on the up of the thing. You will always be able to win if you got your player in the game. But there's so many of us that disregard the player because we allow the player to be on the bench. And then we wonder why we lose. We wonder why we fall short. What I'm saying to you tonight is that we can be like Peter. We can have a moment where we think that we are in this game and we are doing what we want to do the way we want to do it, and we call that right. But as my mentor would say, check your harvest. How's that working out for you? Look around. Are you winning? Are things great for you? Are things manifesting in a manner that sees greatness every day? And each and every day you just can't believe that it's just getting better and better and better? Or can you be honest and say that things can really change? You really need to change it. Maybe there is times that we need to go through the draft. There is times where you just need to get rid of some of your people that are on the team. But then look at the bench. Look at all the things. Look at all the people that are sitting on the bench. Is there someone that is there that can be called the MVP? Is there somebody that is there that can actually take you to your next? Tonight I want to say that to somebody is Christ. How is it that you can do what you want to do and how you believe that you can do it, but yet you've got your MVP sitting on the fence? That room that you want to go into and make, you know, and make everyone actually hear what you're trying to say as opposed to disregarding what you're saying or not even realizing that you are in the room. How about God is that, hey, how about you have your MVP with you so that when you show up, the light is so bright that they have no choice but to see all of the skill and all of the anguish and everything that comes with you and feel it to the point where they can tell that if you're on this side, we gonna win. How many people out there know that if you don't have Christ on your side, and when I say this, okay, let me break it down to the point where I needed to be known, because like I said, this young lady was preparing for her Ramadan. So when I speak Christ-like, I need to explain that when we say to whosoever will, this is to whosoever will that will understand. You need to know and how you understand it and how you formulate it and everything else. I mean, I really believe that if we sat and we really had real conversations, we would talk and everyone would say what they needed to say. And then one day we realized that we're all saying the same thing. We're just saying it interpreted in the way that we know it. The only thing that you can ever experience is what you've experienced. Like, so you've had to live it so that it can become your experience. And then now it's because it's your experience, you can talk about it. So the way that someone honors God and is different from the way you honor God, I think that the thing we need to resonate with is that there is an honor God in the moment. And if we can resonate with that, then we understand that what Christ does is just brings us all into the same like place. So there is no greater. There is no less than. There is no, everything is equal to. And the reason why it's equal to is because it needs to be equal to, because the same way that he would look at you and not see fault, you would then look at someone else and not see their fault. But in the case of you being on the field playing the game and trying to win, it is all your fault if your MVP is sitting on the bench. If you have not taken the opportunity to assess the people that have come into your life and understand who's got the light and who doesn't, who benefits me and who doesn't, who is always bringing drama, or who is always having a situation, who is always bringing up a situation where there is a bad vibration, we're not on a good vibe. Who are the people in your lives that cause like heartburn, you know, that you just can't stand to be around because of one thing or the other? These are the people that you might have around you. So then the question would truly be, is that the team that you are planning to win with? Have you prepared the game so that you are winning? Or are these the teammates that you have? So if these are the teammates that you have, like I said, you've got to bring Christ in it so that your teammates can actually all get together and be able to be one, so that you can be playing towards one common goal, and that one common goal is to win. But how is it that we do it? How is it that people can look at you and see the light in you, that know that you got people on your team that are working all towards one common? It's something that you give off. It's something that they see. It's something that they feel. There's a lot of different ways that you would show up and you would say you're winning, but we would be able to tell if you have your MVP on the bench, whether the MVP is in the game. So tonight, really the question is, how do you believe that you can win while you have your MVP on the bench? The number to call in is 319-527-6091, and ask yourself, how is it that you think you're winning the game and you have an MVP player sitting on the bench? Now, like I said, here you go with another example. Let's take, well, you can take the disciples and the feeding of the 5,000. How is it that they would ever be able to feed the 5,000 with two fish and five loaves of bread if they did not have the MVP on the team to show up and say, this is what we're going to do. This is how we break it down, to the point where not only did we only have two fish and five loaves of bread, we end up with extras. We end up with overflow. We end up with more than enough. How is it that we do it? Because we actually bought the lunch to the MVP. We actually know who was there, how to get the best out of what it is in the situation. How is it that you hone in on that thing? That's your MVP. That's how you look at that. So if you're out there and you are trying to win the game and you are calling yourself doing what it is that you need to be doing, and you have not looked at your team or looked down your bench to find out exactly, do you have people in the position where they need to be? It's time for you maybe to switch it up. It's time for you to maybe, like I said, it's always great to just call timeout. The timeout is perfect. Remember, the world had a timeout. We were in timeout for 2 years, daggone. And I would say that within the timeout, there was a lot of reevaluating that happened. There was a lot of things that, like, teammates teammate seeing who the real other teammates were. Like, they were able to see their team in full because that was a long time out. It was a long time out so that there was a great evaluation that was going on. In the evaluating, you either decided whether you wanted to keep playing the game with the same people, or maybe you decided that you just don't want to play the game anymore. Now, if you are a person that has decided that you don't want to play the game anymore, I don't know where you need to find it, but somewhere down the line, you have to remember that you've got to be in this thing to win it. The only way you'll win is if you're in. So, first step is to get in. Second step is to look and reevaluate your team. Make sure that you have the people that you need in the places that you need so that you can benefit from the best way that you need to be able to benefit so that you will come out on top. You will come out winning. The first sign of distress, I believe that you should call a timeout. And then ask yourself, do you have Christ on this team with you? Is there somebody in there that is the light on your team, or are we centered on the light? How is it that your team is lined up with what God is saying to you, for you to do in your life? If there's any discrepancy, if there's any problems in that, you put the Christ light on it. And like I said, anything that is not great about the situation, remember the things that are not so great about you. And as long as you can remember the things that are not so great about you and realize how much God loves you, yet and still, then you will be able to appreciate that thing about somebody else. But if that person is leaving you on the bench, this person is deciding that they are trying to play a game and they have you, the player, and you are on the bench, I need you to know that you are the MVP that does not need to sit on the bench. And that means that it is time for you to quit that team and get a new one. And I welcome you to the team. Because if you do not have a personal relationship with Christ, to the point where you know that no matter how, what way you decide to play this game, but you're going to win, you need to win, and you have to not only win for yourself, but you win for the generations that follow. The way that we do it is you ask God to come into your life and just really show you the way. I believe in 2022, everyone is trying to find their way. As long as we are finding the way in a manner of, if we're playing the game and we have our best players on the team at the right time and they're actually in the game, then we are going to come out on top. If you've never had a personal relationship with God, I'm inviting you tonight to ask God to come into your life and show you his glory. Let him know that you do believe in Christ. You do believe his son. And you do believe that he died and was buried and rose again just to give you power, to take the power out of the sting of failure, to give you the opportunity to win in anything that you do. Ask God to show up for you. Ask God to order your steps, you in the right position so that your light can shine for someone else to see. I believe that God does that for all of us. I believe that God shows up in ways that no one would ever imagine. But I definitely know gotta be in the game. So the question really is tonight, how can you win if your MVP is sitting on the bench? What I would like to do is I would like to turn it back over so that we can maybe do some announcements. I don't know if there's any callers. I don't even know what time it is. Look, I'm just, there it is. That's how it says. That's what I've seen. Okay,
real quickly, AV, let me go ahead and do the announcements.
Yes, please, sir.
Okay, no problem. Okay, everybody that's tuning in, this is part of the Purpose Camp Network. I'd like each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. No matter where in the world you listen to us, we greatly appreciate your listenership, and we thank you for your support. And we thank those that share with their friends and family members. Okay, we're broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And anytime you want to hear any of the previous shows, you just either type in a host name or the show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And as always, anytime we're live on the air, you can call in at 319-527-6091. And anytime you want to talk to the host, you can press the number 1. And we're also, PKN also has its very own radio network. And that radio network is PKN. You can find that radio station at pkn.com, where you can get 24 hours of music and religious content. And from time to time, we do broadcast one of our previous shows that we had. Also, we're on radioco.com, where, likewise, you can see, you can listen to a previous show. We're also on Facebook. We invite you to like us on Facebook. We're on Purpose Kingdom Network. Anytime you want to send a comment, question, or concern, you can email us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. And as always, you can also put in a prayer report, or you can just tell us how you're doing. We appreciate your correspondence, and we appreciate your support. And also join us tomorrow evening with God's Will and God's Blessing at the 9 p.m. hour, where we're going to have Study for Life. And that's going to be hosted by Pastor Troy Daly. And once again, tomorrow evening with God's Will and God's Blessing, he'll be joining us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour, and we're going to have Study for Life. And that's going to be hosted by Pastor Troy Chappie Daly. And we just thank you, and we hope God bless you throughout the night. And so we're going to turn the show back over to Minister Allen. So, Minister Allen, show it back in your hands.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Brother Rob. And for anyone that's out there, and you know who you are, because you can look at what's going on in your life. You see how it looks. You know what you feel. And what you feel is real, even if it's not, how do I say it? What you feel is real, because that is exactly what it is. But think if it's not, if you feel like you're not winning, reevaluate who you have on your team. Reevaluate who you have on your team and who's sitting on your bench. Who do you know that is right where you needed to be? Because guess what? It could just be God. It could really be God that's missing on this team. You've done everything. You have everything in place. You have all the people in the right place. You got your plan situated. You got the plan when it don't work out. You got that other plan, that one that, the one that will work. If that one don't come through, then you got this plan. All of these things are in order, and you think that these are all wins. But ask yourself, is the MVP who is Christ sitting on the bench? Is he not in the game with you? Are you playing this game by yourself, thinking that everything that you have planned is strategically put together without asking, without him being on the field, without him being on the court with you? If this is you, it is now time to reevaluate how you're playing this thing. Call yourself what you need. Tell someone they need to go. It's time for you to have a seat on the bench, because I need to put my MVP on this bench, in the game. Because if you are out there and you are attempting to win, and the best thing that you have for you is sitting on the bench, or you are disregarding them, or you're calling all kinds of plays and you expect them to just show up and be that pitch hitter and come in and win games for you, that only happens with Christ. That only happens if you put him first in your life and give him the honor. And when I say that, it's like you honor God, But how do you see through the mess? How you show up is important, everybody in this. But if you're trying to win, I truly believe you should reevaluate and make sure that your MVP is not sitting. Because if your best player is sitting on the bench, the question is, are you really trying to win? I don't believe that if we would be honest with ourselves and say that we are trying to play our very best game, we are really trying to be in this thing, to win this thing to the best of our ability, and we look up and our MVP is sitting on the bench, you're really playing with ourselves. Because you're not supposed to win as long as your best player is sitting on the bench. And if you are the best player and you are sitting on somebody's bench, it is time to get up, get off that bench and go be the star that you're supposed to somebody else's team. And trust me, when you start winning, nobody ever remembers. I'll see y'all in 2 weeks. But remember, if you're really trying to win the game, you should not have your MVP player sitting on the bench. Good night, y'all. What up, what up, what up?
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.